Lieutenant Alexei Perilevsky shook his head as a three-judge military panel in the city of Rostov-on-Don sentenced him to 9 years in jail for the murder of six Chechen civilians, including a pregnant woman, in 2002. Perilevsky was the only defendant present at the retrial. The others disappeared in April. Perilevsky's commander, Captain Edward Ullman, was given a 14-year sentence in absentia. One of the lieutenant's colleagues received 12 years and the other 11. The prosecutor, Nikolai Titov, had asked for more, but told journalists he was satisfied. Titov says he does not see the verdict as a great tragedy. He adds that it is the prerogative of the court to assess actions by the defendants and to apply appropriate sanctions within legal guidelines. Speaking on Russian television, an attorney for relatives of the victims, Murad Musayev, said the families are also satisfied with the sentences, but regret they cannot be carried out immediately for all of the defendants. Officials in Chechnya say the punishments are too lenient. Earlier, two civilian juries had acquitted the soldiers. In London, Victoria Webb, who follows human rights issues in the Russian Federation for Amnesty International, told the VOA that the juries had accepted the defense argument of soldiers merely following orders.
That today's verdict is a very welcome acknowledgement of the fact that the defense of following orders is not a defense in Russian domestic legislation, nor under international law, and nor can it ever be.
Earlier acquittals of the four soldiers had sparked outrage in the Caucasus, deepening a sense that Russian troops in Chechnya act with impunity. Victoria Webb says Thursday's verdict is important because it shows that serious war crimes in Chechnya can be successfully prosecuted in Russian courts. She notes, however, that many other crimes against humanity in the region have gone unpunished. Peter Fidinsky, VOA News, Moscow.